Great excitement about what's happening at Royal Randwick tomorrow with the full dress rehearsal in so many ways with the shorts. Unfortunately, Santa and Elaine is a scratching courtesy of the bad weather we struck earlier on this week. And we're racing on a heavy track at Randwick. We're really hopeful that Piorata is going forward, who was just simply sensational first up last start. And I'm lucky to say that the trainer of Piorata, Greg Hickman, joins us on the line. G'day, Greg.
Good morning, TK.
Yeah, mate. Hey, firstly, thanks for being part of our grand final lunch, which is going to be on the Wednesday of grand final week, obviously, at Royal Randwick.
Yeah, no, it should be a great afternoon.
We look forward to it. Now, mate, what are you thinking about Piorata? Loves the heavy track, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, it was only a night in that day, but, you know, look, it hasn't rained for a long time, and as soon as it starts to rain, you always think the worst. So, look, right. I just didn't want it to be on a 10 and it's still raining. Mm. So if it comes back to a 9, which they're predicting, then it'll go around.
Mm. Yeah, that's great news.
Yeah. If you do scratch him tomorrow, though, Greg, how, you know, does that upset your plans moving forward for the Everest?
No, it doesn't, because the plan we had put in play, I mean, he had the two trials, his first up run, he can have his run spaced, or he can just keep on running the Premier and then go into the Everest, or he can have a trial and go into the Everest. It's pretty adaptable, whatever I want to do with him.
Are you more worried about it being a gut buster on a bottomless sort of track, Greg?
Well, 100%. That was sort of the because he gives his all every time he goes around. Yeah. He never shirts his pass. So when you've got a horse like that, you just want to keep the courage and going the right way.
Mm. How much do you leave inside him? Obviously, the grand final is the Everest. So how wound up will he be if he runs tomorrow?
How were you, Loz, in the semi-final before going into a grand final?
Always up for it.
We'll always be up for it too.
You're right. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Hey, Greg, I've got to ask you, mate. Did he surprise you? I know he would have been doing all the right things at the track and everything like that leading up to that first up assignment. But wow, do you think he'd come back that good?
Yeah, look, TK, he only lost his last baby tooth last month, and that's been his problem most of his career. He's been just behind the eight ball and very immature, and now he's just starting to pick the bit up and really knows what it's all about. I mean, when you can gallop, you can always gallop, but he's just strengthening all the time, and he's definitely going the right way now.
Yeah, well, he'll be hard to beat if he runs tomorrow, and as we said, he's got great wet track form. Hopefully it's not that heavy, and we can see Piorata run tomorrow.
Hey, Greg, did you see the comments of Peter Snowden when he was quizzed yesterday at the launch of the new entertainment precinct there at Royal Randwick? He said, "Oh, if I could have one other horse, I'd have that Piorata. Greg doesn't really need him."
Yeah, that would go down really good with Peter's 500 horses. He's done
well. That's what I thought. I thought, geez, if Greg doesn't need Piorata, Peter and Paul hardly need him.
Yeah, Greg, don't worry, Greg needs Piorata to come out. You know, I mean, he's been life changing for the owners and us. And Pete doesn't need it.
Is there another horse that you got, Greg, that we should be keeping an eye on throughout the carnival?
Yeah, we've got a couple. I've got a nice little filly at the Gold Coast called Press Start. I won a barrier trial the other day. I think if she keeps on learning and going the right way, she'll be a nice filly.
Yep, Press Start.
And another horse I've got here, two horses I've got here, Rari and 11-11, are both going the right way.
Rari and 11-11. And, mate, what about your Roosters? Not playing this weekend into the prelim final. You nervous?
Off the record, no.
Mate, if you play the Raiders in the grand final, you'll be nervous.
You will be. I think Trent's got everything right too. You know, I mean, I think we ended up in the right place and swapped players around. And if we can have the whole team supporting each other and play perfect football like we did last year, they'll be very, very hard to beat.
Fantastic, Greg. Good luck to your Roosters. Good luck to Piorata, who who just leave us will probably be lining up as long as we don't get any more weather.
Yeah, look, it's a beautiful day out here at the moment. As I said, you get a bit, you say things, you get a bit concerned when it get 4 inches of rain. You haven't seen rain for 8 months. It's you think the world's going to end, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. So no, that's great news. Got through that heavy track. That was a heavy nine back on Everest Day last year, and I think has had 4 starts on heavy tracks and has never missed a place. Good on you, Greg. Thanks so much.
Thank you.